Diane Doerr, DianeDoor. Sixty-two-year-old woman with hospice with history of heart failure, COPD, Alzheimer's, dementia, hyperventilation, chronic hypoxemia, and sleep apnea, period. Patient is bedbound, has a left-sided weakness related to her previous stroke, period. Patient has had history of TIAs and possible petite mal seizures per caretaker, period. Patient's depression appears to be better controlled at this time. Her blood sugars are stable because she's eating very little, period. Her KPA score is at 40%, O2 sats around 88 to 90% on room air, period. She, as I mentioned, she's bedbound, wears a diaper, bowel and bladder incontinent, and ADL dependent. She's no longer able to get out of bed because of her congestive heart failure, her obesity, and overall, it's too taxing for her to get out of bed, period. She's tachycardic as well. Patient suffers from sleep apnea, uses oxygen at all times now, also has a history of dementia, anxiety, overall debility, weakness, contractures of the upper extremity, CVA as was mentioned, with a history of CVA as was mentioned with left-sided weakness. Patient continues to be given heart failure, as well as other findings that was noted above. Thank you.